This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Oh, was music from the legendary Whitney Houston. How Will I Know from her self-titled debut album released in 1985. That album had so many number one hits on it. It was incredible. What a debut album. One of the best, actually. And I don't know if you've seen the documentary film on Whitney Houston or actually the Hollywood film on her. Both are really amazing to watch. Very sad films because she had such a meteoric rise to the top and such a huge tumble to the bottom. But what a talent Whitney Houston was. I'm Julian Taylor. This is The Jukebox. And before that, Never Too Much, one of my favorite R&B songs from Luther Vandross. And that was released in 1981. Right now, there is a documentary on Luther Vandross. It is called Never Too Much. My father saw it and really recommends it. And if my father actually recommends a documentary, then you know that's saying something because he doesn't, doesn't really watch a lot of them. But usually it's the news. But this is a documentary that I'm certainly going to go check out because I do love Luther Vandross. One More Afternoon is a song coming up right here, right now on the jukebox by a group called Satellite Birdhouse, who is an indigenous folk rock band from the Ottawa area. And they are music and life partners, and we've played them on the show a couple times. Here's a wonderful song called One More Afternoon.
Half a Tuesday gently used, I'm selling it real cheap. It started fine, but now I'm done. It's not the day for me. If we could trade, I would prefer a day that I can have with her. Or even just 1 minute would be sweet.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Cause myself this right. Oh, it's like drowning in shallow water. Oh, you try to tread, but it pulls you down harder. It's
I'm Julian Taylor, and you are listening to The Jukebox. That's our good friend Sarah Kay with One Good Reason. That's the title of the song that you just heard. And she's releasing brand new music this year. That is from her upcoming record. Sarah Kay used to actually work on The Jukebox, and we met each other at Element FM. She's wonderful, lives in Thunder Bay, and does great things up there. Now, we've got a song from Carlos Morgan coming up. He won the Juno Award in 1996 for Best R&B Artist of the Year. I was there. I was a young child, or rather, teenager. It was my first time at the Junos in Hamilton, and it was wonderful. It was at Cops Coliseum, and got to meet Carlos there, and we've been friends ever since. That's coming up on the show. We also got Nige B on the show, and a song called Chase It. It's an amazing song. Nige B actually won an award a couple of weeks ago. He's from Saskatchewan. He's an Aboriginal music producer and hip-hop artist, and won an award in Louisiana, of all places, so congratulations. The Jam Rose is on the show, Sailing Out. This is music that I discovered a couple years back. It was released in 2020. She is a Dutch Cameroonian singer-songwriter from Rotterdam, which is in the Netherlands, and this is a style that mixes pop music, jazz, soul, and R&B. You're going to really dig it. Now, here's a great song called Love My Hair by Mickey Guyton. Mickey Guyton's paving the way for black women in country, and we couldn't be prouder to play her music here on The Jukebox. Here is Love My Hair by Mickey Guyton.
You want to touch it, don't you? Try to run your fingers through, like the weight of your head could ever make you understand what it feels like to be a different just like me. You know the weight of your head could never make you understand the things I do to try to fit right in. I'm tired of trying to justify my skin. I used to think what God gave me wasn't fair. I braid it on just to hide the curls up there. I found my own freedom, but I learned not to care. Now I'm not scared to love who I am. I love my. Tell myself the straight up or down, baby, that's your crown. Whoever made up those rules, they don't apply to you. A straight up or down, I turn the world around. I used to think what God gave me wasn't fair. I'd braid it on just to hide the curls up there. Now I'm not scared to love who I am.
out the storm line. Quietly reassured, I haven't been lonesome. I know I'm not alone. What to say, what to do now?
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Was it all a part of the plan, or was it all?
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is BirdNote. Christian Cooper is host of the National Geographic show Extraordinary Birder and author of the memoir Better Living Through Birding. But as a kid, Christian says he wasn't interested in birds until his parents made him take a woodshop class.
I had to build something, so I built a bird feeder and I put it up in the backyard.
Christian filled the feeder with cracked corn. And then
this bird shows up, all black except for this patch of red at the wings.
At first, Christian thought he discovered a new species of crow.
And I was thrilled with my preteen scientific prowess. And then I found out it was a red-winged blackbird. Oops. But still, to this day, one of my favorite birds. And they are the first sign of spring for me. Because growing up on Long Island, they would all depart en masse. And I would get mildly depressed in the course of the winter. And then I would hear sometime in, like, March, okay. And I'd be like, they're back. They're back. Thank God they're back. Spring is here.
Before we know it, spring will be with us again. For BirdNote, I'm Joni Franklin.